This is Detention, a podcast dedicated to candid conversations about education. I'm your host, Dr. Nadia Lopez, a global leader, author, speaker, coach, consultant, and entrepreneur who opened a school to close a prison. Join me as I share my insights and bring fellow disruptors to serve time in conversation. Rebels, let's get into some good trouble. Hello, 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 Detentionites. I am so excited to be back. Listen, today not only is a moment to celebrate the new season of Detention Podcast with me, Dr. Nadia Lopez, but it is also our one-year anniversary. And when I say we and our, I'm talking about you, my fellow Detentionites, along with my producer, Rondell Anderson, who I cannot thank enough for believing in me. Now, for those who are new to the show, I guess I should share with you why 315 is so significant, because it's really a play on words and time. Usually detention is served after school, and that takes place when? That's right, 315. So I've been away for a couple of months, and I've taken this time to be reflective about the vision of this platform and the delivery, but also just finding my voice. And I think that in the world of podcasting, which is always evolving, it's based off of what you make of it, which is why I love this creative space, because I get to figure things out. I get to change what I want and still be authentically me. But I did have time to like just go back and listen to some of the previous episodes in season one. And what I found was that I do have a lot of pregnant pauses. And that's because I'm always thinking of what I want to say in advance of just saying it. Because if you know what it's like to be a school leader or someone who's constantly in the media where anything you say can be used against you, anything you say can be used as a soundbite, it's important that you're careful with how things come out. But listen, this is my place, my show, and I want to be as honest and as candid as possible. So there may be some unpopular opinions about education or issues related to life, but you can choose to follow and you can choose to take a step away. Either way, I want to just give my full self to my audience. Now, having said that, I want to share with you what I've been doing for the time that I've been away from the mic, and then I'm going to give you a sneak preview of what's to come. Now, where do I even start? Because there's so much. Well, let me just start with accomplishments. So in the past couple of months, I have signed on to work with 11 school leaders across New York City in various capacities just to support them around the work that they're doing for the remainder of the school year. And being able to help leaders is something that I truly love doing, just simply because I want to help those who are in positions of leading schools the ways in which I wish somebody would have done for me, because there's so much at stake and so much pressure that comes with the position. And a lot of people outside of the seat don't really know that it comes with so much stress, and these expectations can really break you mentally. And so having gone to a couple of schools, there's a lot of work to be done. And that's just like citywide, that's nationwide, that's global as well. But one thing I can say is that it's important for folks to realize that leaders who run schools are not miracle workers. And this work can't be done by themselves. So parents and community members and organizations that are invested in a workforce need to be involved as well. But, you know, I'll share that in future episodes, my thoughts around that. And then this past February on Valentine's Day, I launched the premiere of my workbook edition for leaders and teachers that is a companion to my book, The Bridge to Brilliance. If you haven't picked it up yet, it is on Amazon. It is a best-selling book, and it captures my journey through education and what had led me to open up a school and what it really requires to remain hopeful and maintaining an institution that really is grounded in supporting and empowering children. And so I created the workbook because I really wanted to give teachers and leaders the opportunities to be really reflective of their practices and know how to engage stakeholders, and then really provide strategies that are easily applicable and not convoluted like the school system can be. But it was also important for me to like include, how do you engage in self-care? How do you prioritize yourself? Which is something I've never seen in a book as it relates to leaders that work in schools, especially those in communities where it's just completely underserved and you just don't have enough time for yourself. So I'm excited about that because it has been selling really well. And it's pretty much what I call a professional development and a workbook. And so if you can pick that up, I'm going to put all the information in the show notes, but at www.elevatedblk.com, you can pick that up. It's downloadable, so you don't have to worry about shipping, and you can do it from your home or send it out to a printer, whichever way, it is easily accessible. The other thing that I have been working on was, you know, there were a lot of people reaching out to me because they were in a place of wanting to pivot from the positions that they were in because they were at a crossroad, or they were just tired of being in a toxic work environment and feeling like their health had been compromised. So it just became a catalyst for me to think about launching a new coaching program, which I entitled Breakthrough to Break Free. And it lasted about 6 to 7 weeks, and it was transformational. You know, what we realized as a collective, because I went through the journey and process with the cohort of individuals who joined me, the setback is really fear. So many people are afraid of stepping out because they think about their financial security. They think about the failures that people will say that by leaving a position that's established and to go out and take a leap of faith, it is going into the unknown, the uncertainty. But it's also keeping folks back from advancing in their careers, right? And aspiring to the things that they've always wanted to do, that idea of writing a book or going into another industry that can utilize all the skills that educators bring to the table that we often don't even realize how much we do in our positions. Literally, we can take on 5 to 10 positions if you really think about it, right? Anything from developing curriculum to creating schedules to things around youth development, technology, if you're really into that. But there's so much that we can do and we don't recognize it for ourselves. So this allowed folks to really sit to think about their own value and create a plan of action. So whether or not they were ready to leave within the next couple of months, or they think about what will it be like in the next couple of years, they saw their possibilities. And then a week ago, I was on the island of Grenada with my daughter, Sinead, who was on spring break. And it was a good time for us to relax and just spend quality time, which I'm really, really proud of. And that might sound weird. Like, why are you proud of that? Well, let me tell you this. When I was a principal, every time I went on vacation, I went with my laptop in hand and all of these professional development books and papers on top of papers because I was looking at data. This time around, yes, I did have my laptop, but where it wasn't was on the beach. It wasn't poolside. It was only utilized when I had meetings or some work to catch up on. But it wasn't consuming my time like it had done in previous years. And so I was able to fully devote myself to being a mom on this trip. And it felt good. And so my time in Grenada was really an opportunity to work alongside Dr. Caroline Henry Packard, who is a wealth of knowledge, and she is the director of the master's program at St. George's University. And so we are doing some work to really engage in the transformational process of the education system in Grenada, along with a consortium of educators who are brilliant. So we have this collective, and then I'm also working towards doing some coursework, actually teaching. And so I'll share that in a future episode. Right now we're in the working stages, but I am really, really excited. And I also want to encourage people, and that's why I said I'm going to share it in a future episode, to step out. Education is not a box, right? And we often think about it from the context of being in a school building, being in a classroom, doing a lot of the nonprofit work, but it's a global issue. It is something that there's commonalities happening throughout different nations. And what you find is that everyone wants the very best for children, but there is this struggle because we're in this day and time where there are so many challenges. And so I'm loving this work. And the last thing I was able to do was launch a, it's not really launching. I've been able to do programming for young people. And I think it started in, I want to say 2007. I have this love for bringing together people in various fields who are industry leaders and just also have interesting positions, things that I wish I would have known about. Maybe that would have been the thing I would have been doing instead of being in education. But I always say God has his reasons, and I am a conduit that helps children realize what they could be in their future. And so I'm good with that. And I used to do these forums and then host all of these events as a teacher, and then as a principal, I just created it as part of the culture of the school through our She Is Me, I Matter, and Tribe Called Us. And so essentially we would bring people in, we would create themes, and then our young people got an opportunity to meet these individuals, hear their stories, and be inspired. And so now, because I'm no longer a principal, I miss that. I miss the opportunity of event planning and having adults in front of young people and pouring into them. The intergenerational conversations are so important because this generation of children feel like the adults are not listening to them. And I'm positive we've all felt that, right? Like at one point we thought our parents didn't understand us, our teachers didn't understand us. And so I try to bridge that gap. And so the conversation for this recent event was behind the athlete. And so what I did was bring in women who are leaders in the industry of sports business. In particular, those who are in sports or connected to it. So there were individuals from the WNBA, the NFL, one individual had her own organization called Minorities in Sports Business. If you know about fashion, especially in New York City, there's Kith. And there was also individuals from Adidas. And so what I was able to do is bring all of these individuals together, establish two panels, and we brought 50 young girls to the YWCA Brooklyn. And the conversation was so phenomenal. And I'm gonna be honest. Initially, the girls were not as actively engaged, but you can tell that because they haven't been out on field trips because of COVID and not being around other schools, they had to get acclimated to the space. And if there's one thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to bring people together, especially children, and set the tone. And that's what happened. And we had such a great time together. And so I've been busy, right? I've been busy. And it's good because I'm still on a journey, right? I'm doing the things that I love, but really figuring out whether or not the things that you love are the things that you should be doing for the rest of your life is always the question. But there have been some setbacks. And if I'm going to share those things, you know, I hope I'll say this. I hope you all have been well and taking care of yourselves. The beginning of the year, I did develop COVID and bronchitis, had no idea. And I thought it was a head cold, but it just got progressively worse. And then it took nearly about a month for me to get myself back to 100%. But it forced me to take some time off. It forced me to really sit down and rest, read. In particular for me, I read the Bible because I just felt like I needed to get connected with my creator and higher power. And there were a lot of things that I realized, like, wow, you know, you just have to take time for you. And you're on this journey. And then the other thing is that my personal Facebook and the Lopez Effect account for both Facebook and Instagram have been hacked. As I am recording this, they have both been compromised. And it has been quite the task to get them to be recovered, to get to have access, which I haven't been able to do. So I just want to encourage you all to make sure that you take care of protecting your personal information and remembering that these platforms, they're not yours. You don't own them, and that you're not completely protected. And that the hardest thing to do is to find individuals who can support you. This issue had been going on for 3 weeks, and it was a matter of finding people who were connected to those who were connected for me to even get this far. So I'm grateful for the process that they have engaged in, because it has been daunting. But once the investigation is over, I will definitely share more. Now, that kind of summarizes what I've been up to, and just helping you to know that one, there's life after the principalship, or there's life after the school building. Two, that there's so much you can do when you have been in the profession of education. You can create, you can ideate, you can travel the world, you can bridge connections, you can network, and you can manifest so many things that sometimes you dream of and didn't think it was possible. But for me, I'm like, we're going to make it happen. So I really want to encourage you to see beyond the limitations that happens just because of the day-to-day transactions that you engage in. Because it is transactional, right? To show up to work, clocking in, clocking out, going through the curriculum. Or if you're a parent, just managing your time to get yourselves together, get to work, all these things, it's transactional. And so what's coming up next is what's exciting in terms of Detention Season 2. There's going to be a lot of insightful conversations with people that I have just found to be really fascinating based off of their stories and profound perspectives. You're going to learn strategies from these individuals about how they've been able to navigate different spaces in education, but those who have been able to also create lucrative opportunities for themselves and turning it into financial freedom or the pursuit of passions that bring considerable joy. And I think that that's something that we should all strive for, right? Liberation is important. And I do believe that we are called to do this work. But I want to be clear, it's not that we've been called to die doing this work. It is to live. It is to serve, yes. But remember, you have to serve yourself. And so if that means taking a step back, if that means saying no, not at this time, if that means pivoting, because your life isn't over when you pivot, a new chapter is just beginning. And so I hope that you are excited as much as I am, or at least looking forward to what's next. And I want to just say that there's also going to be some solo episodes where I'm just talking about various issues in education, about self-care, personal development, and things that I find interesting. But it's part of the journey. So I thank you for serving time with me. And I want you to be well. Remember to protect your heart and spirit in the pursuit of good trouble, because you have only one life to live. And those seeds that you're depositing today are going to grow. So you do not need to be around forever in one position to water those things. Nature has a way of allowing things to grow that are supposed to. So with that said, let's go and keep serving detention, folks. Thank you for serving time with me here in detention. Don't forget to subscribe and to tell a friend, so that this way you're up to date on new episodes that will drop every week. You can also follow us on Instagram at Detention Podcast. If you want to learn more about my services as a coach, consultant, and keynote speaker, go to www.thelopezeffect.com. And let's stay connected on LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram by following me on my handle, The Lopez Effect. Lastly, if you have any topic ideas, questions or comments, or want to sponsor future episodes, please send me an email at detentionwithdrnadialopez@gmail.com. All of this information will be in the show notes, so don't worry if you didn't get it down. I also want to send a gentle reminder to my disruptors and rebels. It's okay for us to get into a little bit of good trouble, but please take gentle care of yourself, be well, and never forget to choose you.